You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, the Dodgers are getting close to opening day, and they're wrapping things up at spring training. So let's catch up with Ken Gernick with everything going on there. I'm Allison Footer. Ken, I guess the last things that sort of remain are the fifth starter. I guess it's down to Alex Wood and Brandon McCarthy. Dave Roberts said he's close to a decision. When do you think that decision is going to be made?
Probably later today. That's when we've been told. I think they just have to get the final sign off all the way around and make sure everybody knows about it. But I think the decision's been made. The guess is that it will be McCarthy as the fifth starter and Alex Wood in the bullpen, mainly because Alex Wood has pitched successfully out of the bullpen and Brandon McCarthy's pretty much been a starter his whole career. Also, if Wood was in the rotation, it would give them four lefties. So instead, they would have three lefties in the bullpen. I mean, it could go the other way, but that's kind of the guessing around here now.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at the pitching, which you know I'm always a little suspicious of, just not so much from a talent standpoint, but just from a health standpoint. But I don't know. Things seem to be coming together a little bit, and it does seem like from a starting pitching and in the bullpen that things are shaping up, and this team looks pretty strong going into the season.
Well, they have a couple injuries, but they're a lot healthier than they were most of last year. For whatever reason, Scott Kazmir hasn't come back, so he's going to start the season on the DL with all sorts of issues, mechanical and physical, and it's all a little confusing. They've got Pedro Baez, who would be one of the setup men. He's close to being ready, but not quite ready. He had a bad bone bruise on his pitching thumb. But he is throwing to hitters and close to being in minor league games, and he probably will be up at some time in April. But otherwise, they're in pretty good health, and they've got Julio Urias will be in the minor league camp for a while, just kind of throttling back his innings, trying to protect him for later in the year. He'll probably be up in late April or early May. But otherwise, they have Josh Raven has a groin pull. He was iffy to make the club anyway. So other than that, they're in pretty good shape pitching-wise, health-wise.
Yeah, curious about Sergio Romo, who's kind of by sort of default for several different reasons, but he's expected to maybe assume that right-handed setup role. Is he up for that task? I know he's been questionable here and there. What do you think about him stepping into such an important role?
Well, he's a former closer on a World Series champion, so it's not like he doesn't have some credentials. He doesn't throw hard, but he didn't when he was saving World Series games either. So, I think he's not afraid to be out on the mound, and I think as long as he's healthy. Now, he has had a back issue this spring after pitching in the WBC, and he didn't pitch well there. The Dodgers have kind of really gone slow on his workload here because he did pitch not only at WBC, but he also pitched in winter ball after being hurt last year. So, he's had arm issues last year. He's had a back issue this year. I think, it's his health at his age. That's the question mark. But if he's healthy, I think that they feel that he not only gives them the experience, of being in tough situations, but also he gives a much different look than all the other hard throwers, especially Kenley Jansen. So they like that contrast. Management likes to have one or two pitchers in the bullpen that kind of throws differently, either with their delivery, maybe sidearm, or in Romo's case, more of a slider than a fastball.
The last question I want to ask you, of course, we have to talk about Corey Seager a little bit. He seems to be recovered from that strained oblique. It's not a big deal that he is not going to play in the exhibition games with the Angels, that he's going to play in minor league games back at the spring training site. Of course, when people hear that, they get a little panicky. It sounds like it's just so he can just be free and get a lot of at-bats and sort of be on his own pace. He's ready for opening day, right?
Well, I think he's going to be physically ready. His swing isn't ready. It's coming slowly. He hasn't been happy with it, and he continues to play in minor league games. Dave Roberts said that he's expected to play in the final freeway series game against the Angels on Saturday. And, unless something weird happens, he will be in the starting lineup Monday for opening day. But whether his Rookie of the Year swing will be in the lineup, that remains to be seen. The only thing that you can say is that he missed most of spring training last year with a knee injury, and his swing wasn't what he wanted it to be, and he almost won the MVP award. So, you know, past performance, he can get by without a spring training, you know, but whether he's going to be at his best on April 3rd, that may be asking a lot, but he's expected at least to be in the lineup.
Yeah, it's a long season, and I'm sure he will be just fine. Okay, the last thing is you recently talked to Dave Roberts. You asked him a couple questions about previewing the season, so we're going to listen to that interview right now.
From the first day of spring training, I expect off the season, we're going to, you know, try to win every day and get better. And, you know, once October comes, we'll see what happens, but I like our guys.
The depth, especially in the bullpen. You had a deep bullpen last year, and you really used it. Do you have the same depth and quality this year, do you think?
I think so. You know, and I think last year, obviously, we had Joe Blanton, who really was a staple to the pen. Obviously, Kenley, but Joe, with what he did in the situation that he was put in. But I think that we'll know more as the season gets going. But I like the arms. I like the character. And also just our guys understanding what we do as a pen and taking the ball when called upon and trying to put those guys in the right spots. So I think we do have that same depth.
At second base, your big acquisition this offseason was Logan Forsythe. Now, you know him from San Diego, but I think he's an even better player now than you knew then.
Yeah.
What have you seen this spring and the changes that you've seen him make since you were with him in San Diego?
Well, I think that now he's getting a chance to play every day, and he's, you know, cemented himself as a major league player. In San Diego, he was a young player trying to find his way, but the makeup, the DNA, the head, always elite, top end for me, one of my favorite players. And so once we acquired him, you know, the Dodgers fans that love Chase Utley and baseball fans that love Chase Utley, he's cut from that same cloth, and he's a gamer, he's a tough player. And so I just think that he's really asserted himself as a leader already in our clubhouse.
Okay, so we got lightning round here on four key players. Tell me what you feel from what you've seen spring training of first Clayton Kershaw coming off the back injury.
I think he's healthy. He's dominating. He's back to being Clayton. And I know he's excited about this season.
Rookie of the Year Corey Seager's been hurt most of the spring. Will he be ready? And do you think this will affect him?
It will not affect him. I know he'll be ready. And I think this almost could be a little bit of a blessing, because once the season starts, I'm going to run him out there a lot. So I think for him to have an abbreviated spring for his mind, body, might be not such a bad thing.
Yasiel Puig had an up and down year last year. And this spring, tell me what you think. And has he made the progress that you've hoped for?
His body is way better. He's a lot leaner. And I think mentally, he's in a good place. And I think for Yasiel, it's just understanding to trust the process and to continue to get better. And so right now, throughout the spring, he has. And if he continues to trust the process and get better each day, then I think that I'll bet on the results on the back end. But it's a challenge that he's got to continue to be consistent with his work.
And the last one, Julio Urias. And a lot of people back home really want to see him. There's a lot of talk that maybe they won't see him for a while. Kind of a lab experiment here. What kind of spring has he had, and what do you expect to get from him this year?
We expect him to contribute as a starter, and I don't know when that's going to be right now, but we're definitely mindful of his, obviously, innings limits, and we've been in constant contact with Julio, and I'm excited to see him pitch for us as well, but I still think we're trying to be very mindful of his development. But he's a pro. He's definitely, this is a lab experiment because of he's just such a prodigy. But for him to buy into the organization, understand that we have his best interest, makes it a lot easier.
You're getting really good at this.
Try not answering the questions?
Yeah, very good.
Thanks, Ken.
Good job, David. Thank you very much.
Kenny.
Good luck.
All right.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.